in line with global trends as far as, you know, executing people is concerned, I do agree to a large extent with the position that has been made by the Parliament of Zimbabwe in abolishing the death penalty. And let's also remember that Zimbabwe has not had an execution in decades. I don't have the exact date at the moment, unfortunately, but it's been years since anyone has been executed. But there have been a number of people that have been sentenced to death in the recent past, but none of them has actually been executed. So we can say, in a sense, the death penalty was no longer, you know, in effect in Zimbabwe. What was just lacking now was for the law to be in place where they can repeal the law and remove the death penalty completely. So we'll see that even with the coming in of President Mnangagwa in 2017 after the coup d'etat, he was also against the death penalty because he believes that it's inhumane, taking into consideration the history that they also went through during the liberation struggle, and that he also alleges that he was put on death row and he was only saved because of his age. And so he says, no, that's not the right way to deal with someone, no matter what offense they've committed.
I hear your view, but yes. What happened to the victims who say, well, there got to be some accountability, otherwise the killers will continue to kill?
I think the victims also need to be incorporated when these decisions are being made, because they also need to understand that the removal of the death penalty does not necessarily mean that the offender or the perpetrator will go scot-free. They can actually be sentenced to life imprisonment. So the whole issue of them continuing to commit the same offenses is effectively cancelled out, because this person might actually end up just spending the rest of their life behind bars. It doesn't mean that just because they're not going to be hung or to be executed, they're going to be let out. No, if the criminal was eligible to be sentenced to death in the first place, because not everyone who kills is sentenced to death, no matter what jurisdiction or country it is, the judge looks at the merits and demerits of each case and looks at, you know, all these things like intention, was there planning, how vicious was it, and all that. So if a judge was to find you guilty of intentionally killing someone with, you know, malicious intent and was going to sentence you to death, it also goes without saying that if the death penalty is not on the table, then they're going to sentence you to life imprisonment.
What can you tell us? Because I'm reading an article here titled "Sikala Found Guilty of Communicating Falsehoods." Well, Sikala was just released recently. What is it now? What is this new guilty decision? What is it about?
When Sikala was arrested for about 2 years now, we can say nearly 2 years, for allegedly inciting public violence in the town of Chitungwiza, there were many other cases. So that's when they arrested Sikala. It was not just Sikala. There was also Fadzai Mahere, as well as Hopo Chumono, a renowned award-winning journalist, were all arrested and jailed for publishing or communicating false statements, which are prejudicial to the state. But what is interesting is that Hopo Chumono, when he went to trial, the High Court acquitted him, because in 2013, in October 2013, the Supreme Court ruled that that law of communicating or publishing false statements that are prejudicial to the state is unconstitutional. It's not in our law books anymore. So when Hopo Chumono was tried in 2021, the High Court found him not guilty. They acquitted him on that basis, that that law, which was being cited by the prosecution, was no longer in existence. So it's quite shocking that today we are finding Job Sikala being found guilty by the magistrate on a law that does not exist, on a law that ceased to exist in 10 years ago. So as far as I can see, as far as a whole lot of Zimbabweans and analysts can see, he is being persecuted. This is just a continuation of the persecution that he has been going through for the past 20 years.